all right and proper that the white people over here should put them in the category they were in bondage. Now, most of them were treated extremely well. They weren't mistreated at all. There were very few that were mistreated. For one thing, it wasn't intended that way, and another thing, it was an economic factor, too. You had, if nothing else, a damned expensive piece of merchandise, and you couldn't afford to mistreat.
What did the blacks call the whites back in those days? How would they call the man that they worked for?
Well, master or massa, most of them would call him massa. I know my great-grandfather owned a whole slug of about 150, 160, 170.
Where did he live?
In North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He freed them all before the Civil War and gave them all a piece of land and a home to live in. He set them up as free men, mm-hmm. Compete in the open world, and most of his neighbors followed the same pattern by degrees as they could afford to from an economic angle. Mm-hmm. They didn't like the way the thing was shaping up.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a child nowadays born from a racially mixed marriage?
Well, he would still be a mulatto.
Mm-hmm. What about a real dark-skinned Negro? You'd call him a... Any special
names?
Or a very light?
Well, most of them are thought of by the white people as the blacker their skin, they're clear of the bloodline, uh-huh. Or the purer of the bloodline, but that doesn't hold true at all. There are some of the Negro races in Africa, and I think there's 17 that are dominant, that range from the, well, the features and the color of the Eskimos up in the northern extremes of this continent, into the, some of the American Indian tribes we have, and we had almost 800 different tribes of Indians over there. Some of them were very small, some of them were tremendously large. The Sioux Nation and the Comanche and the Apache and the Cherokees or and maybe the Senecas were extremely large tribes. The Crows weren't too big. Mm-hmm. The Utes, Blackfoot, things of that sort. Some of those Negro races look like they come straight from Egypt or Arabia. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked at, National Geographic put out a racial chart of all the races in Africa about 4 or 5 years ago. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think so.
I'll show it to you before we leave. It's extremely interesting.
What do you call the French people down in Louisiana? Is there any special name?
Well, generally they're called Cajuns. But that isn't the true bloodline French.
What about another term for them?